Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49ers Rush Niners all day. That's Brain Sits Home, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. I'm your host, as always, John Chapman. Welcome to the 49ers Rush Podcast. Shout out to the Countdown crew coming in strong. We are getting closer and closer to the end of the month. You know what that means? That means another giveaway is on the way. So stay tuned for that. Also do want to say, man, we've got a lot to talk about today. Lots of injury updates, surprise injury updates, who hasn't played, who is playing. We're going to get into some of those things for sure. Also have some clips from the press conferences themselves. We're going to hear from Jimmy Garoppolo. We're going to hear from the head coach himself, Kyle Shanahan, who, let's be honest, getting a lot of scrutiny lately, and maybe rightfully so. You know, I am firmly on the I love Kyle Shanahan as our head coach. I really, really do. That does not mean he does not deserve criticism. That is welcomed. And, you know, probably one of the issues we have on social media, above all else, is people have this idea that you have to be a blind follower. And I think a lot of it has to do with, like, our political climate, right? Like, people just attach to a political party and agree with every single thing they say. Same thing with sports teams or celebrities or whatever. I'm here to tell you right now, nothing can be further from the truth. If you love something, you should be able to critique it. And that's okay. We're going to do that. But that doesn't mean I think we should throw him out the window and go back to our Chip Kelly days or whatever. You just look across the NFL, there's at least 10 to 12 inept head coaches. And I do not put our head coach in that category. I really, really don't. Thank you, Shot Jay. He says, subscribe, jump on Patreon, and buy beer too. There's nothing better than that. And I do have a quick announcement. We are at 299 Patreon subscribers. This is the best way to support the show. Head over to patreon.com, go to 49ers Rush Podcast, hit subscribe. There's three different tiers that you can join there. And again, you get so much more information here. We go live here four times a week. We're going to be doing even, we do even more on Patreon. And as soon as we hit number 300, look at this bad boy. Look at this. Giving this away on Patreon. We've got the stitched freaking Nike Bad A with... Right there, you see that bad boy. We got this bad boy stitched on. Not ironed on, stitched on. We're going to be giving away this Nick Bosa jersey, the throwback, which is just beautiful, over there on Patreon. So we're going to be announcing that giveaway, I'm assuming. We'll get the 300 subscribers soon. We're going to be announcing that live. Excited about this one. We're going live this Sunday, baby. We back. Me and guest Jason Aponte are going to be narrating and breaking down the entire 49ers rush game, or 49ers versus Colts game Sunday night. So join us. Turn on the TV. Mute Collinsworth. Friends don't let friends listen to Chris Collinsworth. Join us. And let's have a good time. We're still going to be like going live after the show. That's there for you as well. Now let's jump in. Let's get to the meat and potatoes, baby. Let's talk about... It's going to take a little downturn right now. Did not practice today or yesterday. Right off the bat, we got to talk about this. The Silverback himself, Trent Williams, has not practiced. This is very, 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 very bad news. And it's not the elbow, right? Like everybody thought it was the elbow or the shoulder that he had an issue with before, which happened versus Seattle. No, this is an ankle injury. He's day-to-day, which is good news. But, you know, if I was betting, and I am a betting man, we'll talk about that later, I think that he plays. I think that he is able to practice. We're recording this Thursday, right before Thursday Night Football. I think if he gets a practice in Friday or Saturday, especially with it being a Sunday night game, home game, he can get out there and play. Now, you know, if he doesn't play, that means Jaylon Moore's in there, which we all want Jaylon Moore, at least a lot of people do, to get some snaps from Mike McGlinchey, not from Trent Williams, who's the best tackle in football, hands down. So Trent Williams is out currently. Now, again, has not been declared out. I don't want to, sorry if I phrased that incorrectly. He was out at practice today. Does not mean I think he will play Sunday. I really, really do. Real quick question from Elliot. Barring injury, does it still make sense to play the length of Garoppolo this year, understanding that Garoppolo is basically useless on the trade market? Yeah, I don't think you can pull much from him right now, especially with the reoccurring injury. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit, Elliot. But yeah, the goal right now is not, you're not trying to, nobody goes into playing a player to increase trade market. As fans, as podcasters, we want that to happen. We all want Jimmy Garoppolo to do well. The better he does, the better the 49ers do. The better he does, the more he will bring back in a trade. But I think there's somewhat of a market out there. I think, again, if you look to the Teddy Bridgewater situation, I think that's kind of what you're looking at. The difference is the 49ers are not on the hook for any cap issues. So if there is no trade market, you keep them or you cut them. You could do that as well. So there's lots of options. And this is a very different, unique situation because, one, he was a Super Bowl quarterback, made it to the Super Bowl. Two, his contract was huge at the time. Now it's not. Won't be next year either. As, again, next year the cap is going to jump up considerably. So, and what does the quarterback draft class look like? This was the heaviest quarterback draft class we've had in over a decade. Right? Five first-round QBs. So, maybe four, sorry. But regardless, no, it was five. Yeah, it was five. Next year, not looking that strong. So, our team's going to be less enamored with what happens at the quarterback position in the draft to where they would target a free agent. Like, or not a free agent, but, you know, a veteran quarterback. Similar to what, you know, Sam Darnold, Teddy Bridgewater, things like that. Those moves. We'll have to see. So, currently, you're right. We're not moving Garoppolo before the trade deadline. That's not happening. It's just not going to happen. I absolutely do not see that. I wouldn't mind if it did, but I don't think it's going to happen. Now, Thomas says this. How long do you think it'll take before Trey Lance learns the offense like Jimmy has and is NFL ready? Before the season, I said week 11. You know, that's where, like I said, look, I don't think Trey's starting right away. I know everybody wanted to jump on that hot take. I didn't think so. I said week 11. So, but the problem is this. Let's jump back into our injury report, guys. Trey Lance didn't practice yesterday. Trey Lance didn't practice today. All going back to that knee sprain. He's probably not going to be active at all on Sunday. So you had the bye week. Now he's still there in meetings. He's doing all of that. But that's not what he needs. What he needs is to freaking play. Now, here's the head coach himself, Kyle Shanahan, on a quick little clip talking about Trey Lance's injury.
No, same diagnosis. I mean, we're hoping he could go this week. Doesn't look like it. He might have a chance at the end of the week, but I'd be surprised if he's not ready to go till next week.
I don't see it. I really, really don't see it. The fact that there's a big difference between Trey Lance missing practice and Trent Williams missing practice. Trent Williams is a multiple-time All-Pro, 10-plus years in the league, like different, right? This is a kid that's the youngest quarterback in the NFL. It had one start, what, 20 pass attempts? Big difference. Now, another thing, too, the idea of Trey Lance starting this week is absolute zero, okay? So, like, whatever, if you're hearing somebody say Trey should start this week, just understand they don't have a pulse of the team. Trey Lance probably not even going to be active. Even if he is active, sure as hell isn't starting. And now I went back. let's do this. Why not? I'm a glutton for punishment. I went back and I was like, because he played the whole game. There was no point in the game where Trey Lance looked injured. He took so many hits, ran it 16 times, sacked all those other times, whatever else. So I tried to find the play where I thought he got injured. And again, if I'm wrong on this, whatever. This is 100% Chapman conjecture, so you can hashtag CC that one, right? Chapman conjecture. Flush this down the toilet. But this is the play where I think he got hurt, and I wanted to share this with you. This is one of our Patreon breakdowns, but here you go, and it's going to make you mad, guys. So just get ready. Yeah, here we go. We're doing it. We're doing it. This is where I think Trey Lance got hurt. That we're under center. And right here. This is a penalty in the NFL, just so you know. And there's going to be a ref right up here. Watch this. This is Kyle Juszczyk leak. That's what this is. Juszczyk comes through. Watch right here. Watch 44. Smart play by him. Tackles him and throws him to the ground. Dwelly doesn't even get his head around. Or that's our Warner doesn't even get his head around. You're going here. Juice attacks the flat. Juice attacks the flat here. And then Warner supposed to leak out up here to the corner. Not there. He just throws it away, which is so freaking smart. Because you take that sack, now it's 4th and 8. Would have kicked a field goal. Would have been beneficial. But anyway, watch McGlinchey in his effort on 3rd and goal from the 1. Let's watch the powerful 6'9 right here. Watch this. This gets pushed inside. Tries to stay on his shoulder. Allows your quarterback to get hit and wrapped up on 3rd and 1. I just don't understand this, man. How many times do we have to see this shitty-ass play? I mean, you say, oh, it's J.J. Watt. Yeah, guess how many sacks J.J. Watt had before this game? Guess how many quarterback hits he had before this game? Not many. One common link in J.J. Watt's success. It's 6'9". That should have been a penalty. Again, watch Juszczyk. You can't tackle guys. You could have stayed on top of them. Can't throw guys to the ground right here. Watch 44. It's smart play. I'd teach my guys to do the same thing. Can't do that. So smart throwing the ball away there, though. Not taking the sack. Yeah, and so, like, that play makes me bad. McGlinchey, ooh, gosh, worst game he's had in his entire career. And it's so funny that there's McGlinchey truthers, like some very prominent ones that actually know football and whatever. And McGlinchey's not a bad player. He just has several bad plays, and those are starting to hurt our quarterbacks. So anyway, you kind of take that for whatever you will. Thomas, he says this, game commentary, is that going to be live on YouTube? Here's how we're planning on doing this, Thomas. Thank you for asking. We will be live the entire time starting 10 minutes before kickoff on YouTube. This channel, okay, for everybody. Now, it's not strictly play-by-play because the NFL shut us down on that one, but we're going to be going over plays, all kinds of stuff, but it's not your traditional how we used to do it. It's going to be much more of a hangout and all that stuff. That's where the first half is going to be. We're going to switch over to the second half for Patreon. Got to pay the bills, and that's what we're going to try to do. So first half, live on here, free, whatever else. Second half, we're going to jump over on Patreon. So again, even more reason why to jump over there and support the channel so that we can do this more often. Like, you know, I love watching the games and all those things, but man, going live for 5 hours is pretty intense, especially with teaching and coaching and all that stuff going on, but it's something that I want to provide, and I want to see how this goes, so we'll check it out, Thomas. So that's where that's going to be. Now, again, if you jump over on Patreon and you don't like it, I refund your money, 100% guaranteed, no questions asked. You jump over there and you're like, ah, it's just not for me, not my thing, cool, you get all your money back. That's there for you, no questions asked. You just say, hey, man, not for me, done. Having said that, that doesn't happen. Usually people that go over there, if you like this channel, if you like the 49ers, it's a very unique. I don't think anybody else is offering anything quite like this. So I don't see that happening. But anyway, that is there for you. Now, I saw somebody ask about Jimmy getting traded to the Browns. James, there it is. Could the Browns trade anyone for Jimmy? Would that be worth it? So the Browns, you know, it's possible that their quarterback is out. And the Browns have, you know, an NFL playoff-ready team. That is correct. Also, with Stefanski, guess what? That's a Kyle Shanahan system. It's a perfect fit. Now, the question is this. Do they want to tie up Baker long-term? Where their salary cap things? I just pulled this up, okay? The Browns currently have $9 million in salary cap space this year. So a trade would have to be reflected in that. I assume the 49ers would take some of that cap hit and kind of half it with the Browns for next year. And it could happen. But again, if you're the Browns, you got 2 weeks to test this out. Now, Baker's not going tonight. And they came out and said that Baker needs surgery. But he could play through the pain. If you think that Baker's tough as hell. I don't like Baker Mayfield. I really, really don't. I love Baker Mayfield, but what he leaves on the field, he's as tough as nails. That's just what it is. But I don't know. Do they actually believe they could win a Super Bowl if they just get Jimmy Garoppolo? Baker Mayfield's never been great. He really hasn't. It turns the ball over a lot. It might fit. But again, what would they be willing to give up? You know, they've got a solid roster, as good as anybody in the NFL. I would love it because we trade them to the AFC. But again, we'll have to see. My guess is if that trade takes place, it's going to be on trade deadline day. Because the 49ers would basically have to say it's trade and nothing else. And I don't think Kyle Shanahan's ready for that. I really, really don't. And we need him out there to get better. But I don't think that he's ready yet. Missing these 2 weeks for Trey Lance is bad. And I hope it's just these 2 weeks. Who knows? Knee sprains are weird. You just got to wait for that to go. And I just got to hope and pray we don't see Nate Sudfeld. Man, you got to hope and pray you don't see Nate Sudfeld. We've been there. Gosh, we're always there with backup quarterbacks. I'm tired of that. Damn it. Wish our quarterback would stay healthy. It's so frustrating. All right, here we go. Last one on the negative Nancy cart. Here we go. Javon Kinlaw out with his knee. Now, this has been an issue all training camp. Okay, he got injured last year. I think it was week 15 or 16. And had surgeries, multiple, to clean it up. It just hasn't gotten better. It's still swelling, all those things. And it's impacted kind of everything that he has brought. And it's impacted his play. He doesn't have that surge, that push that we saw last year through the first half of the year. Here's the head coach talking about Kinlaw's injury.
The whole year's been managing it, you know, and that's why I know he's been frustrated because, I mean, no one's upset with Kinlaw right now. It's been unfortunate with what happened and the setbacks of some of the surgeries and stuff. And when you think it's right, just that it hasn't been out there on the field. So we've had to really manage him throughout training camp, throughout the season, hoping that would get it better. And it just hasn't so far.
And I'm not sure it's going to get better this year, guys. And this is probably the worst game that he could be out. Obviously, we got all the DeForest Buckner thing. I should probably talk about it. I haven't talked about it yet. And let me just say this. DeForest Buckner comes out, 49ers media, you know, beat writers that interview him, and he basically starts throwing shade how he wanted to stay with the 49ers and whatever else. Here's the situation, okay? I'm just going to jump through this quick. I love DeForest Buckner. I was there live when he was drafted. He was my favorite 49er during that crappy regime that was Chip Kelly and all that stuff. I loved DeForest Buckner. He's my favorite 49er. I love the dude. Was he a great pass rusher? Yeah, he was, which is very unique from the three tech. Did he help get us to the Super Bowl? 100%. Was I glad he was traded? Hell no, I wasn't. But the logic made sense. I really do believe this. And Kyle Shanahan talked about this a little bit. We'll play a clip here in a second. The issue is this. Do you want to take DeForest Buckner or do you want to take Eric Armstead, Jimmy Ward, and Javon Kinlaw? That's the situation. People that try to boil that trade down to Eric Armstead or DeForest Buckner have no clue what they're talking about. They're not looking at the big picture because it's a 3-for-1. Now, was that trade worth it? That's a whole nother argument. The logic made sense. You're getting Nick Bosa, right? You already had Nick Bosa. You're going to have to pay him. You're going to have to pay Kittle. You're going to have to pay Warner. Can't pay everybody. I saw somebody, some blue check mark. I feel like they hand those things out. Anyway, whatever. I don't want to go down that road. Saying like, we just don't spend our cap because we think the cap's real, unlike other teams. Okay, listen to this in the last year. Turning the side camera 3 over here that doesn't exist because I'm about to get upset. In the past 12 months, maybe a little bit longer, year and a half, we have paid the highest paid salaried tight end. We have paid the highest paid left tackle. We have paid the highest fullback. We have paid the highest linebacker. And we're about to pay the highest paid defensive end. What the hell are y'all talking about, man? We are spending. We were the most active team in free agency, period, bar none. Barnum, William Floyd, what's up, man? Come on. Let's go. Let's be real. And let's quit. Again, what was the quote? I forgot last year. Narratives are people that don't have evidence. And that's the idea, man. You dive in, you look at it. Was it the right move? Maybe not. Maybe we should have kept DeForest Buckner. Maybe we should have let Eric Armstead walk for a conditional 5th-round pick. Maybe we should have let Jimmy Ward walk. Maybe that's an argument that you can make, and I'm cool with that. But don't say, oh, we chose Armstead over DeForest Buckner. That's stupid. That's stupid. That's not logical whatsoever. Now, let's let the head coach defend his actions, because, again, make sure you know this. I think everybody knows this. Kyle Shanahan's the GM, right? We know that. Well, here's your GM.
Yeah, I mean, I miss Buck a lot. Knew we would. That was a very tough decision, not one that we wanted to do. One that going through all the situations, looking at the money, the contract, the salary cap that year, we just came off a big season with how well our defense played, and we had a number of guys that we thought that were up that year as unrestricted free agents. They weren't 2 years away. We also knew we had guys in the future we had to pay, so wanted to keep Buck bad. But we had to look at all that stuff and that went into it. And, you know, there's lots of things that go into it, but, you know, it wasn't something we were high-fiving or anything over after it happened. You know, it came down to, you know, do you want to pay this amount of money to one guy, or do you want to keep two of the guys you already have that you will lose and plus add a 13th pick in the draft? So it had nothing to do with not valuing Buck or anything like that. It was the situation of that year and that we didn't want to lose two players and a 13th pick in the draft, so...
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
Now, and here I'll say this too. Let's get real. I love DeForest Buckner. I pull for the Colts whenever they play other teams. I really, really do. Look at his numbers this year. He's played one extra game than Eric Armstead. He's got 20 pressures and 1.5 sacks. Okay? All right. 20 pressures, 1.5 sacks. That's this year, right? All right. Now let's look at Eric Armstead, who's played one less game. 18 pressures, 1 sack. Now, obviously, it's not just about those things. But it's not like DeForest Buckner has been lights out this year. Colts fans are complaining about them. I got asked to be on 5 Colts podcasts this week to talk about this issue. And I said, sorry, I can't. I got too many jobs. I'm going crazy. All work, no play makes John a dull boy. we're trying to figure it out. But you can't just say like, oh, we got it wrong. And I know certain people just going to preach down that damn thing. No, be better. Was it right choice? That's a different argument. Was it Armstead versus Buckner? Hell no, it wasn't. And by the way, they're best friends. Well, don't do that. Don't do that. But I'll remind you, Eric Armstead's playing awesome this year. Awesome. He is the third-rated defensive end in all of football, according to Pro Football Focus. Like, he's up there. Not that Pro Football Focus is everything. I don't believe that. But he has been so impactful. We're not losing games because of the defense, guys. I understand that. That's not what's happening. All right. Real quick, before we jump forward and talk some positives, man, You want some more stuff? Here we go. We're Giveaway Central here. Thank you to our sponsor, Pristine Auction. Today, I'm here to tell you about PristineAuction.com. If you're into sports memorabilia at all, this is your number one nonstop shop. They've got everything. And if you use our promo code RUSH, RUSH, you get $10 off your first item. And they have everything. They gave us compliments. Check this out, baby. We got an autographed Trey Lance jersey. You can get this and a whole bunch of other stuff, which, again, finding a Trey Lance autograph 49ers jersey is difficult. Thank you to them just for sponsoring the podcast and hooking us up with this gear. And here's the best thing about it. The more of you sign up, the more stuff they give us to give away. We'll be giving away this bad boy at the 49ers Rush Road Trip coming up in Chicago. So if you want to win this or other memorabilia, signed jerseys, helmets, everything that you can think of for any sporting team, they've got it over there. So head over there, let them know the 49ers Rush podcast sent you by using the promo code RUSH. All right, a couple updates just on the Chicago road trip, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We have everything set in stone, man. We got our party Saturday night. Can't wait, man. We're going to be at Gracie O'Malley's in Wicker Park. It's going to be a blast. I bought so many jerseys. When people buy tickets, okay, to the event, you go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. They're $25 a ticket. Here's what happens. I'm stupid, okay? I'm not good at business. People buy tickets. I buy jerseys. I bring jerseys, give them away. That's what this is. I'm not making any money on this. Maybe eventually I will one day, but everything that's given to this just supports the podcast, and I'm giving away so much. Autographed stuff that's been given to us, jerseys I bought, memorabilia that I bought outside of jerseys. We're going to be having an awesome time. And we have our Chicago tailgate at freaking Soldier Field. It's going to be incredible. Unlimited beers, unlimited brats, $30. Again, all you do is you go to the website, buy it, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. You buy what you want for as many people are coming. You're added to the guest list. You don't need a ticket or anything like that, but it's added to the guest list. You're golden, okay? And once you get that, I'll send out all information that's there for you. Now, limited participants in practice. And before I jump to this, understand, it's very easy whenever you just focus on 49ers content to say, man, the 49ers, always injuries. And you would be correct because we are one of the most injury-riddled teams in the NFL. Not this year, we're not. The Colts lost two players this week, two starters. Paris Campbell, their slot wide receiver, and one of the best free safeties in the NFL, Blackman, Julius Blackman. They lost both of them for the year. They're done. And they've got a lot of other injuries besides that. So we're going to be getting into that. The next episode is all on Colts, scouting reports, predictions, bets, all that kind of stuff. That's coming forward. Now, limited participants for the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo with his calf. He's practiced back-to-back days, looked good. Here is the handsome QB explaining how he feels. I think we've heard this one before. This is a recent clip, not from 2020, but here it goes.
Yeah, pushing off of it. Just those quick, you know, little jerky movements, I guess you could say. Just, yeah, didn't want to push it too much last week, but I think during the bye week, we've really made some big strides, so I'm happy with where it's at.
So, you know, we've heard this song before, right? Like, you know, oh, it's all right. Now, last time it was ankle sprain. This is a calf, a little bit different, but still, the lower leg injury. We'll have to see. And if he can't go, yikes, Nate Sudfeld. Not that Nate Sudfeld's a bad QB. I don't think that he is. But let's be honest. This 49ers offense needs to get something going. It's struggled, even with Jimmy Garoppolo when he's healthy. And it's struggled with Trey Lance. Let's be real. It struggled less with Trey Lance than it did Jimmy, but that's a whole different thing. Jimmy needs to get this going. He really, really does. Now, Marcel Harris, he's been out with a thumb. And Maurice Hurst, this one with the calf injury as well. He had the high ankle sprain in training camp, and he was on IR. If you remember, he made the initial roster. They put him on IR, missed 3 weeks. He came back, played his first game. He was the best defensive tackle we had by a wide margin. So this is another big injury, especially if Javon Kinlaw's not going. Maurice Hurst should start. That's how good he played. Should be DJ Jones and Maurice Hurst out there starting for the defense if Kinlaw's out. So we got to see what's going to happen there. He's only been active one game, and yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Now, offensive problems, and I think that this is kind of key. Sticking with Jimmy Garoppolo. He was asked kind of what is the one issue we got to fix, and I agree with this answer. I thought this was spot on.
Well, I think when we're at our best is when we could get into a rhythm. I think when the, you know, the run game, pass game, we're working together, get a couple of easy ones, get the play action game working. I think when all those things are clicking and we could get into a rhythm, that's when we're at our best. Get the first down and really get into a drive, get things rolling. But, you know, when we go three and out and we get off the field quick, it just puts our whole team in a bad situation. You know, that's the complimentary football that we've played in the past here. That's when we play our best and when we kind of lap teams and, you know, turn one score into two real quick. And I think if we can get back to that, we'll be in a good spot.
Now, why has that not been working? Penalties, number one, right? False starts to start drives, holdings, back in your own thing. Special teams not giving you good field position. Top four running backs out and you don't trust your running back. Injuries, you don't have Kittle out there changing things. It's a myriad of issues, but you got to fix it. Those aren't excuses. That's what's happened. Take it, move forward. Don't allow those things to stop you. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we get a nice Kyle Shanahan script to start the game. And spoiler alert for our betting thing, I am betting this week. Back on it. I missed the last 2 weeks. 49ers score first. Usually that bet pays almost like 80% of the time. It struggled this year. I think it's back on. I'm putting it on there. Not betting a lot of other 49ers things until I see it. But take that for what you will. What's up, Philip? Appreciate the gift, man. I love Philip. He's a great dude. He says, Shanahan is a rookie head coach. Trying to coach rookies. Yeah, it's right on there. Jimmy learned to be a good backup quarterback under Belichick. Now Shanahan is doing the same thing with Trey. Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Phil. Kyle Shanahan has never been one to turn things over to rookies quickly. He really hasn't. That's just not the way that it's gone. Even the undrafted rookies that have kind of impressed, whether that's Matt Breida, Jamichael Hasty, Kendrick Bourne, go on. I mean, there's a long list. Manuel Mosley, Ross Dwelly. I mean, there's lots of guys. He sits them until they learn the system, and this is what Bill Walsh used to do as well. First year is about learning the system. Second year is about being incorporated into the scheme, and third year is about excelling. Now, in the NFL today, we've kind of bypassed that. Again, American culture in general. I want it now. Gimme, right? And so we're not very patient. And maybe I got to put myself on that list as well, because whenever it comes to people like Tom Compton, yikes, and Aaron Banks, I don't know if you saw this today. It was let out that if somebody couldn't go at the guard position, Tom Compton is ahead of Aaron Banks right now, which it makes sense because Tom Compton's been active. Aaron Banks hasn't. So that's in there as well. But golly, whew. Second round pick, man. Yeah, that top 50 second round pick, not looking good. Now, do you judge a rookie based off the first six games of their rookie thing, which he hasn't played at all, hasn't even been active most of the time? No, you don't do that. He did have an injury. You got to wait. You got to be patient. But golly, man, it's feeling like a, you know, Garnett situation, which I hate. I don't want that. What's up, Luke? Appreciate the gift, man. Taking my son, Tipper, on a walk while you talk. I love it. Yeah, man. Parent 101. If your kids are frustrated, especially at a young age, get them active and in a constructive way to get that energy out. Otherwise, man, it just bottles up and explodes. You're the man, Luke. Appreciate the gift, man, and good luck to the little one. Hopefully, he can calm down a little bit. Now, and in case you don't want to calm down and you want some money, guess what? My bookie put up another free bet. This is free. Free. You know we bet with the best, and the best is MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag, and here's the deal. Right now, if you sign up using promo code 49ers, 49ERS, they're going to double your initial deposit, as always, all the way up to $1,000. And here, another great thing, they have an NBA, that's right, you heard me say NBA, lock of the season. It's a free bet. It is the Dallas Mavericks versus the Nuggets, okay? And here's what's so special about it. If either team scores 1 point, you heard me, either team scores, this is on 10/29, so October 29th, so you still got time to get your bet in. Either team scores, you win the bet. It's a max bet of 25, but it's plus 100, so you bet 25, you win 25. So when you start your account, whatever you deposit, they're going to match it. Then you put a bet in on this NBA lock of the season to find it. Very, very simple. All you do is click on NBA odds tip off on the left side of the screen. Then you click on NBA lock of the season. Then after that, you scroll down and you place your bet. That's it. It's the NBA lock of the season. Only mybookie.ag has it. Use promo code 49ers. Double your initial deposit. Bet, win, Get paid only at MyBookie. So I have free money right there, guys. Go get it. It's $25. It's easy. Bet it. Get your money. Withdraw it if you want to. I don't care. That's 25 free bucks. Also, love Luca. I'm from Dallas. What's up? Sean says this. How much of McGlinchey's problems are fixed with a better supporting right guard? Yeah, it does make a difference. Sean goes on to say, it felt like he was better when Mike Person was there. I think you're right to the inside. A lot of times McGlinchey, he gets beat everywhere. J.J. Watt took advantage of him inside, but it would help. And Brunskill's not playing great, but you know, Kyle Shanahan went on a long thing and said, he called him Danny Brunskill, which I thought was hilarious. I don't have this clip pulled up currently, but he basically said, like, hey, it's not easy to beat Danny Brunskill for a job. And he's right. I think Danny Brunskill is a replacement level guard, tackle, center in the NFL, which is very, very valuable. But it sucks that he's entrenched as your starter, which isn't what you wanted, isn't what Kyle Shanahan wanted. That's why you spent a second-round pick on Aaron Banks. You were hoping he would be the guy. He's not. Maybe Jaylon Moore will be after a year. Who knows? We got to figure that thing out. It's not where it needs to be. Michael, he says, Chapman, does Jimmy give us the best chance to win games? I say this, if Trey Lance is not 100%, you do not start him no matter what. I would rather have a 90% Garoppolo than a 90% Trey Lance. Here's what I mean by that. I don't want to damage the goods moving forward. Not that I want Jimmy G to get damaged. Don't take it the wrong way. But Jimmy Garoppolo is not the future of this franchise. Jimmy Garoppolo is not the youngest quarterback in the NFL. Don't damage the goods. If Trey Lance is 100%, all right, now we can talk. That's a different conversation. This week, Jimmy Garoppolo should start. Trey Lance is 100% healthy, practices all week for the following week. Now that's a conversation we could have. And again, record matters. 2-4, a lot worse than 3-3. It's a 17-game season, okay? It's not like you have to be 12-5 to get into the playoffs. That's not what it's going to be. There's 7 teams that get in the playoffs this year, guys. There's going to be a team just over 500 that gets in. And probably, I think, the best clip of the previous interviews, press conferences, was Fred Warner. And this is something we haven't really seen from Fred. You know, he's got an awesome personality. He's got awesome energy, but he's very calm, cool, collected at the press conference. I love this, baby. He got a little fired up here. Listen to Fred Warner preach.
I think this league is so, like, you know, there's the majority of the teams are in the middle of the pack, right? Where you're 3-2, you're 2-3. There's very, very few teams who are undefeated. You know, Cardinals are obviously the only undefeated team. It all comes down to just one or two plays, you know, in each game. So we could very well be, we could be 1-4, we'd be 4-1. We could, you know, there's a lot of plays that we could be, but where are we? What's reality? We're 2-3. So how do we move from here? I think our mind's gotta speed up. You know, we gotta have that championship mentality. Every time we step in between the white, it's gotta mean something to you. We have everybody that we need. We're not looking outside to try and get somebody different. We have everybody that we need. We just need our guys, you know, and it starts with me. We need everyone to buy in, to recommit, and play their best ball, because that's what we need to be able to win games, win big games, and just be consistent.
Yeah, I like that. This goes to right here to Adam. Appreciate the gift and support as always. You know, Adam comes out and says this. The next two games will determine if we're buyers or sellers at the trade deadline. Do you think we trade for any players for draft capital that will upset the fans? This is important because the trading deadline is November 2nd, right after the Halloween game, which we'll be at, versus Chicago. So you got Colts, you got Chicago. Two very winnable games. Two middle-of-the-road teams just like us. What are you going to do? Are you going to separate yourself? Do you go 2-0? Okay, if it's 2-0, now you're good to go. You go 1-1, you're kind of in the same murky water. You go 0-2, everybody knows. Everybody knows. You're 2-5, let's be real, guys. let's just be real. Call it what it is. Time to move on to the future. You transition to Trey. You let him get his licks in, all those things, whatever. You start winning with Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, cool. Let's roll that. But again, get your snaps with Trey. Trey needs snaps. Okay, not saying he has to start, but man, get him 10 to 15 snaps a game. We're going to be okay. I'll tell you this, though, Adam. Kyle Shanahan's as arrogant as they get, or prideful, however you want to say it. And I'm not meaning that as a slight to him. I don't care if Kyle Shanahan was 2-5. He's not traded away anybody. Like, we haven't seen him do that. We've seen 2-5 seasons where they don't trade away people. We have seen where we were undefeated and he went and spent to go get, you know, Emmanuel Sanders. We saw that. But then immediately after that, he said he's not going to do that again because we didn't have the capital and he didn't like that. So we already don't have a first round pick. We do have some other picks to dispose of, but I don't see it, man. I really don't see it. And the only people I think that he would trade big time for would be players that he's played for that have played for him before. So we'll kind of see how that is, but I don't see it. I really don't see long-term what that looks like. But that's kind of where we're at. And, you know, the next thing, Sunday Night Football is about to kick off. I'm going to jump off here. Appreciate you guys. And the next episode we're going to have, I'm going to get to work now once I get off this, is as I'm watching Sunday Night or Thursday Night Football, I'm going to be starting to jump into the film of the Colts, which they're off of back-to-back very good games. When they lost on Monday Night Football to the Ravens, and then they won last week, dominated last week against the Texans, a bad team. We're in between those teams. It's going to be a tough matchup. There's no doubt about it. But we'll see what it's got. I'll do all the work. Trust me. You don't have to do anything. You just sit back and relax. Go support us on Patreon. One more guy or girl that supports us. We hit that lucky number 300 on Patreon. We're going to be doing that giveaway of that freaking awesome jersey. And we're going to be live Sunday night. So a lot of stuff to look forward to. Appreciate you guys. You are the best. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.